And over the next 18 months, they together passed an incredibly comprehensive set of reforms. They busted open Mexico's smothering monopolies. They liberalized its rusting energy sector. They restructured its failing schools, and much more. To appreciate the scale of this accomplishment, try to imagine the US Congress passing immigration reform, campaign finance reform, and banking reform. Now, try to imagine Congress doing it all at the same time. That's what Mexico did. Not long ago, I met with Peña and asked how he'd managed it all. The president flashed me his famous twinkly smile and told me that the short answer was compromiso, compromise. Of course, I pushed him for details, and the long answer that came out was essentially compromise, compromise, and more compromise. See, Peña knew that he needed to build trust early, so he started talking to the opposition just days after his election. To ward off pressure from special interests, he kept their meetings small and secret. And many of the participants later told me that it was this intimacy, plus a lot of shared tequila, that helped build confidence. So did the fact that all decisions had to be unanimous, and that Peña even agreed to pass some of the other party's priorities before his own. As Santiago Creel, an opposition senator, put it to me, "Look, I'm not saying that I'm special or that anyone is special, but that group, that was special."